Thanks for joining us this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. Our guest is David Davis, longtime coach and teacher in the Marshall County school system, an outstanding athlete in high school and college, played at Benton High School, and then taught and coached in the Marshall County system for many, many years. Coach Davis, good to have you here this morning. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jeff. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, we're going to talk a lot about your career and your very fine career in education and your career in athletics. And you were a multi-sport athlete at Benton High School, right?
Well, the only sports we had at Benton were baseball and basketball, so I guess that would put me in a multi-sport category. I think we did have a golf team, but that didn't really fly too much, and mainly just baseball and basketball. Of course, no football. At that time, we would have been considered a Class A school, a small school. And before we get started, I would like to just thank all the work that you people do down here at WCBL. I'm a lifetime listener and listened as a kid, as a Cardinal fan, listened to Jack Buck and Harry Carey. That was back when Jack Buck was actually a sidekick.
Right.
And just a lifetime listener. Jim Freeland calls some basketball games up on the stage of Old Benton High School, and of course I had Chris and Chris's brother, Shane.
Yeah,
sure. And of course yourself and Jeremy Rose are just like household names in Marshall County for all the good work y'all do. And Sam Rickman, I'm a huge fan of his humor. Maybe he could replace David Letterman someday. Even going back further, Mike Miller at one time was an employee
down right
here.
That's
and,
right.
And he got his start in radio down here and was always fun to listen to. So I'm maybe a number one listener of WCBL and just enjoy coffee calls and just all the sports and certainly appreciate all the good work that y'all do.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate those comments and glad that you're a longtime listener and very pleased that you're able to join us on this program this morning. You mentioned back in the days and the story that Jim Freeland tells me and has told me several times before, and I always get a kick out of it. He talks about when he came here in the late 60s. You, of course, then you still had Benton High School. You had North Marshall. You had South Marshall. And they would try to do a schedule of broadcasts that would be as even as possible as far as the number of games they would do for each one, because
sure,
it would be impossible to do
sure
every one of them's games or the entire schedule for each one. And he said, if Benton played North or North played South or whatever, but for an example, if Benton played North, he would try to call the game as straight down the middle as he could, no favoritism either side. And he said it'd never fail. You know, the next morning, if he was in Calvert City, you know, he'd run into somebody. Heard you call the game last night. Boy, I could really tell you wanted Benton to win. And
sure,
if he was in Benton the next morning, it'd be vice versa. I heard you call the game and could tell you really wanted North to win. But
right,
you remember those days quite well.
Well, Jim was just a professional and still is. And Chris, his son, does such a wonderful job on the air with coffee call and things he does. You can tell he's just a natural, and both those guys are really something to listen to. I enjoy listening to them very much.
David Davis is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. What years were you at Benton High School?
I was a 71 graduate, come in 67-68 season, and got to be with some real good folks up there, just some real professional people, some outstanding principals and superintendents, and back in the, I think it was between our sophomore and junior year, we were, prior to that, we were Benton Independent School System. And then my junior and senior year, we switched over to the Marshall County School System. And I had a couple of names here I was wanting to throw out, give them a little shout out. Was Joe Duke was the superintendent for the school system there at the Benton Independent, and his brother A.N. was the principal. Then Bobby Miller come in as principal, and of course Reed Condor was the superintendent at that time. So those guys, those four names right there are very important to me and set wonderful examples, and were just really, really good examples for anybody to pattern themselves after.
Boy, they really are some real giants in the world of education.
Absolutely.
In Marshall County. You played basketball and baseball.
Yes.
At Benton High School. And you were the all-time leading scorer at Benton, is that right, in basketball?
That was what I was told at our senior banquet, and got an award for that. And that was quite an honor for me to say that I have, and I really enjoy that honor.
Now, do you remember the point total? Is that something off the top of your head?
When I went to college, two of my best friends to this day were coaching and teaching there at Benton, and they threw all the record books away. And I still do speak to them to this day, but what I'd give to go back and get the exact point totals. But we'd have to go to the landfill, and I'm sure they're buried for many years now. Yeah. So I still do speak to these guys, but I'm disappointed that they I guess they were just going to clean house, and that was part of the garbage, they thought. So yeah. To have the exact total, I think it's around the 1,700 point mark. And so I think anybody that has a record like that would have to look toward their teammates, and I'd like to call a couple of their names out, and some of them are still great friends to this day. We're all friends to this day, but we had Tommy Thompson, the late Steve Willett, which it's hard for me to say the late Steve Willett. I can't believe he's passed away just recently. William Durham, people might refer to him as Pollywog, and then my two closest friends was Dennis Owens and Charlie Bryant. And we were all friends, but I would have to single out Charlie and Dennis as my best friends. And one of them is a doctor in Paducah at this time and delivered hundreds of babies here to people here in Marsh County. And Charlie's a lawyer uptown on Court Square. And, people always ask me, they say, well, your best friends, one was a doctor, one was a lawyer, and you was a PE teacher. He said, what happened? I said, well, I can't explain that unless maybe I was dropped as a child or something. But if you saw one of us, you generally saw the three of us. And those friends, the Dennis Owens, we don't see him quite as much, but me and Charlie talk a couple times a week and have supper three or four times a month still. And still one of my best friends ever. So
now you played for Ed Jones at Benton in basketball, is that right?
Yes. My first 3 years, freshman, sophomore, junior, Joe Warren was our coach.
Okay.
And Ed was his assistant. And Ed was our eighth grade. He was my eighth grade coach, my freshman coach. And I played a little JV along. And he was those coaches. But when we became seniors, these guys that I mentioned, we all played together all the way up through Little League. And Ed Jones, who had coached us all the way through, actually took over as our senior year, and he was our coach all of our senior year. We loved Joe Warren and we loved Ed Jones, and when Joe stepped down, a very good friend of mine took over for the assistant coach was Russell Anderson,
right?
Who went on to have a great career in education, principal, and administrator at the high school. So those three guys was my high school coaches, which a guy just couldn't have been any luckier to have those guys as coaches, for sure.
We're talking with David Davis this morning, reminiscing about his career. Right now we're talking about his days playing basketball and baseball at Benton High School. And a little bit later we'll talk about his career as a teacher and a coach that he spent many, many years at Benton, and we'll talk about that as we go along this morning. Talk about the success of the teams you were on during the course of your career at Benton High School, because some really good teams that you played on there.
Oh yeah, we were always competitive, always good, had decent to real good records. But there was a little school down in Paducah, referred to as Paducah Tillman at that time, and it just seemed like we was always playing for second place. Seemed like everybody was playing for second place at that time. But it seemed like all the other teams that we played, we'd be very competitive. We'd win some and lose some. And seemed like they were always pretty real close ball games. But Paducah Tillman was just sort of the standard at that time. And I think our senior year, I think Carlisle County did sneak in and go to the state tournament. How they beat Tillman, I would only guess how that would have happened. I don't know how that happened. I'm sure they had a great team, and I guess the stars were just lined up right to beat Tillman, because I wouldn't have thought anybody could have beat Tillman in those years.
Yeah, those were the years, and of course Tillman's still obviously one of the top programs in the area. But back in those days, you not only had Tillman, but you also had North and South, and
right.
You had at that time was well before the consolidation of the Graves County schools, and so you had rivalries with those schools.
There were so many teams in the region, and plus our district was like a 6-team district. There was not only North, South, and Benton, but you had Callaway and Murray, and plus a school called Murray University High. I think they were also in the mix. So to go to the regional tournament was, you know, not that it's not a big deal now, but, you know, with six teams, it was a little bit more of a chore. And, of course, we
road probably, was a little tougher to navigate sometimes back in those days.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, we were probably the smallest school in the district being up there at Benton. And so it was, we went to the regional tournament. I think it was my freshman and senior year and sort of fell on some hard times in the tournament, you know, the other 2 years. But, you know, had a little success in that area right there for sure.
Talk about playing the atmosphere back in those days. Playing in Chambers Gym, the court now bears your name, Coach Davis Court. Talk about the atmosphere for the home games back in those days.
Well, it's interesting you'd ask that. I was thinking that on the way over here that, you know, back in the late 60s, early 70s, you had three channels on TV. So if there's a basketball game in town, that was sort of the event. And, of course, and then if you put South or North in the mix, it even intensified it more. And the crowds were just incredible. You know, they were standing room only crowds, especially the North-South Benton games. And so loud in there. I can really remember a couple of times, you know, play continuing on after a whistle blew because you never knew the whistle blew. And so loud in there, just incredible. And another thing about that is the rivalry was so intense, but it seemed to be just among the fans. I never remember playing North or South and there's any trash talking. And because a lot of these guys, I played baseball on American Legion Baseball in the summer, developed great friendships with them, and then we'd butt heads in the winter basketball. But, you know, I never remember any trash talking. And but now the crowd was so intense, it was just incredible to think that it could be that way in high school ball that many years ago. But it was really impressive situation.
David Davis is our guest this morning. We're reminiscing about his athletic career at Benton High School, and we'll talk about his time in education and coaching as we go along. We have mentioned the fact that you were also very accomplished in the sport of baseball. Who was your baseball coach at Benton at that time?
At Benton, we had a fellow named Harold Ernstberger, who was really a good baseball man, probably a little before his time. We on rainy days, instead of saying, okay, we're going to go home and see you tomorrow, he'd have us in the classroom going over where the cutoff man should be, and it was very interesting. And then later on, Russell Anderson took over, and he was a great organizer, great guy, and it really worked out well for that. And Dennis Owens and a lot of these other guys were also baseball players, which in a small school, I think we had 43 people in our graduating class, so a lot of people had to do a lot of things. And we really had good competitive baseball, and really enjoyed it. I think the best teams I would say I played on would probably be your Legion teams, where we had the North and South and all come together. And I had a couple of names I was going to thought about those baseball years. Had Jim Shelton was our catcher, and Dennis Owens played catcher. And there's two guys that from the county that I thought were just bulletproof, pretty much supermen. And one of them was Tater Edwards from Hardin in South Marshall. Guy could hit a baseball. I believe he could roll out of bed on Christmas morning and hit a baseball. And the other one was the late Barry Faith. And I have trouble saying late Barry Faith because those two guys right there were probably the best competitors I had to go against in basketball and in baseball when we were separated. And then coming together, it was just really phenomenal. I played center field, and to see those guys in there on the infield playing and playing with them was really a treat. Absolutely a treat.
David Davis, our guest this morning, going to spend a lot more time reminiscing with him. When we come back, we'll talk about his days playing baseball and basketball in college when the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show continues. Thanks again to David Davis for joining us this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. We're reminiscing about his career at Benton High School playing basketball and baseball. We did a lot of that in the opening segment, and now you're leaving Benton and you're going on to college. And you go to Arkansas at Monticello, right, to play college baseball and basketball. You played both sports in college, too.
Yes, I was recruited to play basketball, and I talked to the coach, and I wanted to have the understanding that I'd have the opportunity to try out for the baseball team, because I think that was definitely what I was more interested in. I was more interested in baseball than basketball, and I got the opportunity to play baseball and basketball both there for 3 years. They had some coaching turnovers and some certain situations, and I transferred to Murray and actually graduated from Murray. But I spent 3 years down there playing baseball and basketball. And actually, my first college at bat was a home run. And I sort of thought that was sort of neat getting started off on it. Of course, I told the guys in the dugout, and I said, you don't need to expect that every time just because I've done it the first time, you know. But I had a good time with that and got to hit some home runs and have a good time doing that, and had some good basketball games and on pretty solid teams down there. And what I really wanted to do was maybe get down there and get involved with some scouts and be seen by some scouts, because I was just foolish enough to lie from 6 years old on up to probably 21 thinking that I was going to maybe make a professional baseball player. And as I said in the break, you know, I taught school for 33 years, so I guess we sort of know how that panned out. But I did get a tryout for the Cincinnati Reds one time, and you know, I probably had a little better than average arm, a little better than average speed, and thought I could hit pretty good, and actually hit a home run in the game situation in the Cincinnati tryout. And I was thinking, well, you know, this is it. You know, I was looking for an ink pen to sign. Probably going to get me. And then obviously that didn't pan out. So I had all these hours in education, and finished up an education career, and then just absolutely lucked into a good job at Benton Middle School, and at that time at Benton Junior High, and went on and coached there and taught there for 33 years, and certainly thankful for all the way that panned out.
That tryout with the Reds, where was that out?
It was over here at Mayfield. It was a traveling show, and they brought out the Cincinnati helmets and all the Cincinnati gear, and very interesting tryout. And later on, I got to thinking about, I think they were probably just looking for some really unusual God-given talent, stuff like speed, cannons for arms, and things like that, and things that they probably thought they could develop, you know. And
did you ever have any thought beyond that of perhaps going and doing some other tryouts or trying to go to some other camps
or
something?
Well, I think there was several scouts at a lot of our college games, and it just never did. Maybe they caught me on not some of my better games, on some of my home run games for sure, and. Another one never did come up in the area, and I never did pursue that much after that. But that was the lifelong dream. That baseball by far was my first love. When I was when I was born over in Mayfield, we lived there for 3 years, and pretty rough 3 years over there. I'd got run over as a toddler. I drank Purex and had my stomach pumped, and I guess my mom and dad thought, well, we better get out of Mayfield while we can, and I don't think that really played a part. My dad was a Snap-on tool salesman, and I think in all of his travel to garages and dealerships, and he got a job down at one of the plants, and that's when we made the move to Benton. And the summer before my first grade year, we moved to 14th Street, which is just couple of streets over. Mm-hmm. And just coming off Poplar, if you're familiar with this area, and a lot of your listeners will be, I'm sure, there's a row of houses that are real similar, and we my dad bought one of those houses, and holy cow, I didn't know it at the time, but it was like hitting the lottery for the kid, because across the creek was the Benton City Park.
That's right. Yeah.
And that's where I spent my childhood, was at the Benton City Park. I mean, there were just, you had baseball fields, basketball goals, tennis courts, skating rink, swimming pool. I mean, you know, Sunday mornings you was going to find me at church. Thankfully, I grew up in a fine Christian home. I thank my mother and dad for that every day. And so Sundays I was going to be at church with your in-laws, Brad and Diana, and that bunch. During the week, you could find me at the city park. I would have probably been very easy to assassinate, because I was very, very predictable in those patterns right there, and very, very, very good, very thankful for a very great childhood. And that city park was really a special place for me. And I would challenge anybody to question that they had spent more time in the Benton City Park than me. It just almost seems impossible that would be real, for somebody to challenge that. So.
David Davis is our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. So now you're moving on to the next phase of your life, which is getting involved in the world of education. And kind of talk about how that came about, how you ended up getting the job that you kept for 33 years there at Benton.
Well, a good friend of mine, Mike Pullen, had decided he was going to leave education and work at one of the plants. And he was the coach and the PE teacher. And so I just fell into that. And I just missed getting a job at one of the plants that summer. And I thought, well, I'll take this for a year and then probably try again down at the plants. And boy, just absolutely fell in love with the job. And luckily, Mike decided he didn't like the plants that well and come back to teaching and coaching. And we had a wonderful relationship there. But that's actually just sort of absolutely lucked into it. And then just 1 year led after another, and just really had a good time. And, you know, there's lots of times, you know, question about maybe trying to get on the staff at the high school. And I thought, well, you know, if you're happy, why would you want to, you know, take a chance on not working out? So I spent 33 years there coaching and teaching. And back in the early days, it was, you know, you coached everything. You coached football and basketball and track. And I'd never had a football helmet on, but they had me out there, and they had me, you know, taught me a few things. And Doug Gay and Mike Pullen and Don Morris, we were all the staff there. We all coached everything together. And great, great friendships were developed there. And that same year I was hired in, very, very unusual.
Yeah, I want you to tell that story.
Very unusual
that's
class.
That's a great class of guys that came in there.
In fall of 76, not only myself was hired, but Coach Beth was hired. Rick Leeper. Now, Jim Shelton was hired in the December before us, I believe. Larry Krause, Randy Stafford, and Don Bach. And I think the list is even more than that, but that's the ones that I remember right off my head. And, you know, all these guys, you know, become good friends, and we coached against each other and coached with each other and shared stories. And me and Coach Bach had a real unusual relationship. When we both hired in, we were both boys coaches. Then later on, we switched over to girls coaches, and we coached each other against boys and girls. And then later on, he hired me to do some of his baseball umpiring, and I hired him to do some of my basketball refereeing. So we had a very, very special relationship, and I thank the world to Don and all these guys that I've mentioned. But now, Coach Beth, we go back further than 1976. He actually student taught at Benton High School my senior year, and that's how we become good friends. And even before he hired in, and our friendship has gone on through these years. And really a special guy himself. And
that was quite a class of
coaches. Well, it was quite a cast of characters there, that's for sure.
Yeah, just take Larry Krause out of the mix.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding.
I sort of got him marked off. I'll tell you a funny story about Larry. And Larry was in the studio just before I got here, and Larry refereed some for us. And in my early years of coaching, I was just absolutely a wild man on the sidelines, and Larry teed me up one night. And now for years I've been writing him a premium check every month, so I don't know what that says about me or him. But later on in my coaching career, I really calmed down and finally figured out that the more you holler at the referees, the worse they get. So yeah. I just sort of decided to clam up, and I think sometimes they wondered why I didn't holler when they knew they blew a call. But in the long run, it worked out a lot better that way, that's for sure.
So when you become a teacher and a coach at what at that time, as you said, was Benton Junior High School, that's 1976, I guess that's the start of the 76-77 school year, is
yes,
that right?
Yes.
So the consolidated high school was very new at that time, just a couple of years old. And correct me if I'm wrong, but at that time, at the junior highs, you had 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, right?
That's correct.
Talk about coaching during those years and kind of the transition, because now you had the one high school,
right.
and how that kind of changed everything from the start there.
When I first started coaching, Jeff, they didn't have the high school gym. So the school, they had to rotate gyms to practice in. And, of course, if you were a junior high coach, you hated that week that they come to your gym, because that meant you was going to be pushed back a little bit. And we was awful thankful that gym got built for several reasons if you was a junior high coach at that time. But really a great atmosphere. And like I say, for those guys that got that program started from the ground up to put three schools together that were such rivals, it's really a compliment to anybody that was involved in that. And Bobby Miller, I think they moved him out there for the first year of that from Benton High School. And And I think they probably couldn't pick a finer man than Bobby Miller to have done that. And he was the pioneer of that for about 10 years. And county really owes him a lot for all he did, for sure.
David Davis, our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show, 33 years in teaching and coaching at Benton Junior High and then Benton Middle School. Talk about coaching on the middle school level, girls and boys, because at that age, I guess it's still very much a teaching. It's a fundamental. You're teaching as well as coaching. You're trying to. I would think that in a lot of ways, you're doing a couple of things. You're getting kids in some regard getting ready to go on to the high school level. But not all kids are going to be able to play at the high school level. So their middle school, junior high experience, perhaps that's their last experience in a team sport, and they're still learning lessons from that, right?
We really had a good time. We tried to teach as much as possible, yet keep it fun, because, like I say, this is going to be the last hooray for a lot of these kids. It was just so much fun. The kids were so focused. You know, they didn't have cars and maybe have a girlfriend or two, but, you know, you just didn't have that distractions that you do with the high school. And it was just a really enjoyable time. Like I say, and it seemed like they would be so focused on trying to please you. And it was just really a great time. And as far as boys and girls, you know, I coached the boys for, I think it was 13 years, and the girls for like 19. I set out 1 year of coaching basketball and just coached football that year. But somebody always asked me what the difference was. And I said, well, it seemed like the girls would be a little more wanting to listen and maybe follow instructions, just a little bit. But I think the main thing was that the locker room always smelt a little better than the boys' locker room, probably.
David Davis, our guest this morning, reminiscing about his days in education in the Marshall County school system. Talk about some of the players that you had over the years, because I know you had some great ones, girls and boys, that came through Benton Middle School.
Jeff, absolutely. And, you know, luckily I didn't ruin their career with my coaching, and they went on to be some really great players. But on the boys' side, I've written down a few names here, and I apologize to anybody I've left out, and that would be several. But I had all the Ford boys, all of Dr. Ford's boys, except for Kenny, the one that's the heart doctor in Paducah. Now, I had all of his boys, and they were all tremendous athletes and great kids, and owe a lot to the Ford family for their support and all down through the years. And, of course, I had John Solomon and Terry Birdsong play on the same team. And, of course, we definitely won a championship that year with them, and they were both tremendous. But the story with them is we had a lot of good players to go with them, and we were just a really solid freshman team. And, of course, both of them boys went on to be 1,000-point club members at the high school and just really something else. And, of course, Terry's pretty big-time coach, as we all know now. And Darren Boatwright also played for me, and he's been involved in college sports, so he was something else. Ricky Jones is at the board office now, one of Trent's right-hand men out there. He played for me, great guy. Had a couple of guys named David English and Heath Dunnigan. I don't know if you recall the games when they come through or not.
Oh, yeah, I remember those
guys. They were a couple of state tournament performers, and Richard Hendrickson played for me up on Edward Jones guy uptown there. Him and his daughters both. I've got sort of a unique situation. I coached the boys for so long, and then I coached the girls. And I've got a lot of coaches probably have father-son player, tandem players, but I've got a lot of father-daughter tandems that I'm awfully proud of, and a lot that list is really larger than what most people would think. Had a good guy named Johnny Miller, Brett Larimer, Jerry Powell, and Kerry Allen. They were on one of the, I think they were on Coach Hatcher's first team and they played for me, and the list could just really go on and on. But that's just a sampling of some of the great kids. And like I say, luckily my coaching stayed out of the way enough that they did go on to have a good career. And on the girls' side, I guess it would be ridiculous not to mention Jessica Holder. She's your all-time boys and girls point leader. I'm telling you, she was just absolutely, you know, that whole team worked so hard, and she was – you know, that was all unassuming. They all worked hard and played hard. And, of course, she turned out to be such a superstar, but she was one of my harder workers also. And one story I like to tell on her was we were playing a team in the district tournament, And we were just really a good basketball team. That's the only way you could put it. And we got the tip, and she made a 3-pointer. Stole a pass, inbounds pass, made a layup and got fouled and made the free throw. Stole the inbound pass and made another 3-pointer. It was 9-0 when we just played for 45 seconds. So they had to call timeout to sort of stop the bleeding, so to speak. And she had 9 points in like 45 seconds. And that was just a few of the things that she could do with the basketball. Yeah. She was really phenomenal. And then players like Beth Babb and Stephanie Fields, they went on to be 1,000-point players. Young lady named Amy Moore, Alyssa and Presley Dune, certainly great players. Jordan Gillen and Shea Shepherd, Hannah Ellis, Ellie Dune, some of them played with Jess Kohler on that outstanding team. And we won several championships with that. Now, currently, Taylor Meadows, I guess she's the last player I have. She'll be a senior this year, and she's the last one. But Mallory Young and Taylor Meadows bunch, and the Hendrickson girl, Richard Chloe Hendrickson, the last game I ever coached was in the championship game of the district tournament, which that's sort of our state tournament. If you're in middle school, the district tournament is sort of our state tournament. And boy, we were playing North Marshall, good team, and we had played them tooth and nail all year several times. And comes down to the last game, and with 6 seconds to go, we make a foul, and they go up 2 points for the championship, which was obviously going to be the win. And the little young girl come down and made a layup, and the whistle blew, and they counted the basket, and I looked up, and there's 0.5 seconds on the clock, half a second. And then she went out and made the free throw, and we won that game for my last game I'll ever coach. And
that's quite a way to go out.
Quite a memory that was. Yeah. And we was awful proud of that win for sure.
Now, they honored you by naming the court at Chambers Gym at Benton Middle School. That is named in your honor, and I know you're very proud of that.
Well, I am, Jeff. It's an honor, and I still do some subbing up there, and I can't help but go by and just take a glance at that to make sure nobody's painted over that name. So I still sort of stand guard over that a little bit, and I certainly am honored and proud of that. And you know, all these good things that's happened to me through sports, you know, had great parents, great support, great coaches, and teammates that were not only teammates but, you know, very, very close friends. And there was a week in December, just to give you an example, there was a week in December, our senior year, we went to Lone Oak on a Tuesday night and went to Callaway on a Friday night. I scored 44 points at Lone Oak and then scored 46 points at Callaway. And it just didn't seem like it was that big a deal at that time, because it seemed like everybody on our team had a specialty. And some were better rebounders than others. Some were maybe better scorers. And we really had a lot of good scorers on our team. Now, the last game I played at Benton High School for the district tournament, we scored 106 points. And I scored 36 and wasn't the leading scorer. And so that right there will tell you an example of how talented. I mean, we had a lot. Charlie Bryan could just sit there and make shots all day long. And this William Durham was a wonderful scorer. And Dennis Owens, the doctor, after we got in the locker room that night, he said, I didn't even take a shot that whole game. We scored 106 points. Of course, he probably had 25 assists. And, of course, Tommy Thompson probably led us in rebounding. That was his thing. And we just all had our specialties, and really just didn't seem to be that big a deal, because everybody had to play their part.
Right.
That just happened to be mine. And everybody, and Steve Willett, he led us in hustle plays. And I know we didn't count deflections and things like that at that time, but if we had him, he would probably have been the state leader and all that. So, you know, everybody had their niche, and everybody could score. And you know, we scored like, I think, 98 in the Callaway game and 90 in the Lone Oak game and 106. So we were, I'm not for sure we were any of us defensive specialists, but we all enjoyed running down the floor, that's for sure.
Well, I bet it was entertaining. David Davis, our guest this morning on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. I wanted to ask you one more thing about your coaching days at Benton before we get to a break. Talk about some of the assistant coaches, some of the folks that helped you over the years at Benton.
I'm so glad you asked that. I have a list right here, and all these guys that I'm going to call off are just friends to this day. Of course, I've already mentioned Mike Pullen, Don Morris, and Doug Gay, and that was the staff that I sort of started out with, and just treasure their friendship. Gerald Jones, who was our principal at one time, also coached there. That's Ricky's father. Vince Doom at the high school, great basketball mind. I mean, just a wonderful guy to work with. Ed Chapman, who's now at Callaway. Todd Anderson, Billy Thorpe, who just left the baseball program. He was actually in the first class I ever taught. Former student, now it's really nice to see him doing so well. Coach Harvey, Lenny Jezik. I coached with Lenny Jezik. Now that's
an experience.
That was an experience all in itself, and Lenny was a tremendous football mind. I mean,
yeah,
he was
really
tremendous
is.
Football.
Yeah.
And the last year we coached football, I think they just run out of people to coach football because they asked me to be the head coach, and we was going to combine South and North. I mean, pardon me, South and Benton. And I was going to be the head coach, which I'm thinking, you know, there's something wrong with this picture. But my assistant was a teacher at South his first year. And for 2 years, me and Trent Lovett, our current superintendent, headed up the football program out there. And neither one of us, I don't think, had ever had a football helmet on. But we had learned enough through some other good people, and we made it through it. So I guess really we may owe an apology to those kids that went through at that time. But we actually had some pretty good football teams. Seasons as it turned out, but that was certainly a lot of fun back in those days. And some coaches that made me better coaches would be the Coach Box, the Ray Cothrins back at South Marshall. Me and him butted head lots of years. And this Ronnie English, Barry Stevens out here at North, Kayla Carey when she was at North, and all these people right here really made you do your homework. I mean, they made everybody better coaches, and of course, there'd be a lot more on that list, but very interesting bunch of people right
Competition
there.
Makes you better. It's
absolutely.
True. Yeah.
Absolutely.
David Davis, our guest. We want to wrap up our visit with him when we come back in just a moment. Back to wrap up our visit this morning with David Davis on the Heritage Bank Marshall County Coaches Show. Really has been entertaining listening to these stories, talking about his playing days, and not only his playing days at Benton High School, but his 33 years in teaching and coaching in the Marshall County system, all of which were spent at Benton Junior High, Benton Middle School. Talk about some of the players that you coached over the years. Talk about some of the students, some of the household names here in the county that you had as students over the years.
Well, Jeff, it's a very interesting list, and I'm sure I'll leave somebody off, and I'll apologize for that right now. But people like Jack Telly, the judge, was a student of mine. Roger Ford played basketball and football for me. He was a jailer. And Kevin Byers actually come over from South and played football for us for a season. He's the sheriff. Of course, Will Corsi was a student of mine, the representative. And, of course, our very own Shane and Chris Freeland right here at WCBL. And just multiple doctors and lawyers. And once again, I'm just thankful I was able to stay out of their way so they could go on to make a great career. But I still sort of take pride in saying that I had them in class, and really, really great guys.
Did you have to hand out any paddlings to any of these guys?
You know, I was always afraid to paddle anybody. I thought if I ever got mad enough to paddle somebody, I might hurt somebody. So believe it or not, I'd always have an option for them. They'd have to run some laps or do something, and luckily I didn't. But yeah. It probably should have somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
I did see some of these guys. I did see some of these guys paddle, however.
Yeah, I tell you what, a lot of guys would rather take the laps probably take the licks than
absolutely.
Run the laps.
Yeah, so. And I was always afraid they was going to.
Yeah.
And luckily I never did paddle anybody, but probably should have somewhere down the line. I'd mentioned Tater Edwards earlier from South Marshall. He was a baseball talent out of this world. And I was talking to him just recently, and me and him hold a baseball record for Legion Baseball. Each one of us hit 5 home runs in a doubleheader. And it wasn't the same doubleheader, luckily for the team we was playing, I guess. But that's a record that me and him share that very, very proud of to this day.
That's a heck of a record.
And I don't know if the ball was bigger that day or what, but for some reason we was able to do that. But that list of characters that I've had over the years, great guys. You know, luckily I was just surrounded by some wonderful people. You know, Tom Brokaw wrote the book, what was that book that he wrote?
The Greatest Generation.
Yeah, The Greatest Generation. Well, and I'm sure it was, but being raised by The Greatest Generation, the generation after that was – was pretty great in itself. I'll tell you, it was a good time to be a kid in Benton, that's for sure. And like I say, the city park and those two schools up there, the elementary, and I'd written something down the other day for a teacher up there at the school, and they said, "Well, how many years you been coming up here?" And I said, "Well, I went to school here for 12 years, and I student taught here a year, and I worked here for 33 years, and I've subbed here for three, and for a total of 49. So if I go a couple of days next year, I'll have 50 years on that same campus up there, which may not be a record, but it would be." He'd probably pushing one for sure.
Well, things turned out. I know you talked about you had the desire to pursue professional baseball as a young man, but I tell you what, sounds like all in all, things turned out really well for you.
I have zero complaints. The first year I taught school, I also got married to quite a knockout down here at Calvert City, Judy Smith, and we have two children. And Jamie, we was talking about Chicago when we was at a break a while ago, my daughter's 31. She lives in Chicago, works right downtown on Michigan Avenue, and real proud of her. Her and my son both graduated from Murray. My son works at Westlake. He's 28 and works actually with your brother-in-law, I think, in the same department down at Westlake, Matt, and we're awful proud of both of them. And like I say, I think things turned out way for the best in the long run. And I'm awful, awful proud. And like I say, I was surrounded by so many good people, good family, and just great people to work with and lived a good life.
Well, you've impacted a lot of lives of a lot of young people throughout this area, and I know they're very appreciative of your career and all of the things that you've done for them down through the years. David Davis, it's been a real pleasure to have you on the program this morning. Thanks for spending some time, and a lot of good, entertaining stories.
Thank you very much for having me.